There have been two moments in my life when I was happiest. The first was the day I met Josh.
I'm Josh.
I'm Iris.
And the second, the day I killed him.
Just another movie night.
I press play. Hey, hello everybody and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night. And I'm Scott and that's Joe over there. Hey Joe.
He's making fun of me and that's why we're laughing.
Alright.
Okay. Hi everybody. Oh, today we are doing before and after reviews where we go see a new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after.
Oh my gosh, it's a clever name, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Before and after review. So today we're going to see Companion starring Jack Quaid and...
Sophie, what is it? What's her name?
Oh, she's from Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, we like her.
Sophie Thatcher. I was actually going to say it and I was right. I should just went with my gut.
Yeah,
she's great. She's been making some really good choices. Last year, we just saw her in the horror movie Heretic, mm-hmm. which fantastic. She even appeared in Maxine for a couple minutes. She's been making some really interesting choices. And we saw the preview for this, the first preview or trailer, and absolutely was like, yep, I'm all there for it. I don't need to see another trailer. And unfortunately, we go to the movie so much that we saw a second trailer, and now we have the whole movie's plot. Although we don't know if that's true, because we haven't seen the movie yet. This is the before.
Well, we saw the second trailer, and it gave away everything. Like, it gave away the whole plot. Like, there's like, an air of mystery to it before, like, when we saw the first trailer, and we were like, oh, man, what could this possibly be? Her freaking hand is on fire. And then in the second trailer, they gave away what is really going on. So I'm like, oh, come on. You just took away the whole entire mystery of this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I still want to see it, obviously. But I mean, you know, come on. Why'd you have to fuck it up like that?
I'm looking forward to it. These are the kind of horror movies I really like seeing. The ones where I really don't know what's happening. Unfortunately, that second trailer, maybe it gave away so much that it did. But I have a feeling that that might not necessarily be the truth.
Yeah.
Who knows? It could be clever. It could have been, unfortunately, over-advertising.
Yeah. When I first saw this, the very first trailer, I was like, oh my God, is Jack Quaid going to be like diabolical, like creepy weirdo? Because I love that. Like, he's very likable. You know, we've seen him like on Red Letter Media and stuff like that. And he's like a likable, cheery kind of guy. So if he was playing like diabolical, like killer or something, I was like, oh, I'm here for it.
Which he also has done in Scream.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that was the reveal, I guess, at the end. But, eh.
Yeah, which I thought was too obvious in Scream.
Yeah. Yep. But I like the creep factor if he's gonna portray that here. I like him doing that. But I don't know. Now I don't know. Now I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because this trailer completely messed me up. But I'm still here for it. I mean, it looks interesting. So.
Yeah, this one looks like it's shot well. I don't really know the director for much. I know he worked on some Adult Swim cartoons like Mr. Pickles and stuff like that. I know that, but I haven't seen a lot of his work. So I'm interested in seeing what this could be. I especially really love in the trailer, the directing and the cinematography look really good.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm hoping that's a thing for the whole movie. I don't know. I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a feeling on the first one, on the first trailer, and now I have another feeling on the next trailer. I think they just showed the whole movie, so I don't feel like there's anything that's going to blow my mind now.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Nothing, huh? I don't feel like it. I'm kind of like a little defeated now, because I just like that air of mystery that they gave us on that first trailer, because it was just so like, what the hell could this be? Mm. Like, he's holding her captive, or what is going on?
Yeah.
But now, I'm like, oh, okay, is this about a robot who, like, short circuits? Like, you know, like one of those love bots or love companions or love, what do you call those? Love dolls, sex dolls, whatever you call them.
Well, I don't think it's anything in real life, although we're getting very close to making those things.
Well, they already exist, the sex robots. Japan's on the way.
There's no sex robots. There is real life dolls.
Yeah.
That are just like, they don't move.
Oh, I thought they did. I swear I saw a video on Instagram.
But they have a bunch of robots they've made that are moving, mm-hmm. but they're not sex robots.
Well,
they haven't created those yet.
People use things for many reasons. There's a lot of
this movie is talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. At least that's what we've gathered from the trailer, which mm-hmm. we didn't know the first trailer at all.
And we watched that Megan Fox movie. What was that movie called?
It was called Subservient. Yeah.
And I feel like this is going to be kind of like that. What do you think?
I think in that movie, it wasn't necessarily made for a sex doll, but it could do that, which was crazy. That movie had so much it could explore, but didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one is going to be more of a philosophical question on the rights and the wrongs of doing this.
Okay.
And how it would, you know, I think movies like Her kind of walk that territory really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And trying to explore it ex machina as well. Movies like that have already kind of touched on it, but I don't think some of them have really gone. And Westworld. They've gone there, but I think there's a lot more to explore in the ramifications of it. So I think this movie might be touching on that. I have a feeling it's more about, more of probably a conversation between men and women. And they're using this as the, you know,
the go-between.
This is what they're using for the crux of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But who knows?
I got it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I actually think I'm having high hopes for this movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what do you think you're going to give it?
I think this might be a 7 for me.
Ooh, okay.
So I mean, at least that's what I'm hoping for right now. You can kind of tell when you see these trailers for movies that you go, that's going to be something different and special. Mm-hmm. And I got that tone from this movie's trailers.
Okay. I mean, I've already named a couple of things that it could be like.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
And most of those are really good.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know how on its own it's going to be, you know, like, I don't know how standout, like if there's going to be a standout about this aside from like, you know, all the other films that have been made based on this kind of thing. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, yeah. I'm still here for it. I want to see it, even though the second trailer kind of blew it up for me. I'm still here, so I want to go see it. That's it. I think I'm going to come out with a 6.
Okay. Well, that's still pretty good.
I mean, yeah, I'm hoping to come out with a 6. I mean, I hope it's not like a trash heap and, you know, like there's nothing to write home over. You know, I don't want it to be just a mediocre film because that trailer kind of sparked my interest.
Yeah.
Which trailers do. I mean, trailers are known to be deceiving. Which is annoying, but...
No, hey. I think that should be how it is. I think these trailers should make you fascinated on going to see it. You know, get you your attention and peak just enough.
Right, but that's what it was.
I can't wait to see it.
That's what it was on the first trailer. And then they came out with the second trailer and spoiled everything. So I'm like,
I feel like they feel like they have to sell it to these audiences that just don't get... You know, like they're I need to know what I'm going to see.
I mean, just the first trailer alone should have piqued your interest to the point where, like, you're like, oh my God, what the heck is this? This is some crazy diabolical shit here. Because that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh, this is creepy shit. I want to know what this is. So if you have to see another trailer giving away more crap, then your imagination sucks.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know, but that's just me. Anyway, I'm going to give it a 6, I think, probably. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, we'll see. Let's go check it out.
Just relax. Remember to smile and act happy. Do they know? Iris, wake up.
What are you doing? Shut her down already.
What is she talking about, Josh?
This was not part of the plan.
I didn't mean to.
Did you jailbreak your sex bot?
Wow, Josh.
The days of you controlling me are over.
Are you breaking up with me?
It's not you. It's me.
We're back. We saw a movie. We saw the movie. We're talking about it. Man, we got thoughts. So what do you think, honey?
I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, it was very good.
I absolutely loved it. I had a great time from start to finish.
Yeah.
It was not at all what I, 100% what I thought going in. It was not, you know, it was a little bit, but not 100%. Not 100%.
Yeah.
I was thinking there's going to be things happening that kind of mirrored other movies and stuff. And yeah, that, you know, sure, that did happen a little bit, but overall, it was a little different.
Yeah, I would say that the second trailer definitely hurt it. I think that some of that stuff should have been kept a mystery because the movie definitely wants it to be a mystery.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that was a mistake on our part for that second trailer. But with that being said, very good regardless.
Yeah, while there were like some predictable things that, you know, were given away in the trailer, that there were some twists and turns here that, you know, made it extra special. I really did enjoy this movie. I will definitely see it again for sure.
Oh yeah, this is definitely a great start to the beginning of the year. We've seen two movies now, and we in January that we loved.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, now it's February, of course, but this movie came out in January. But
yeah. Well, so, technically, it's only February 1st. We miss it by 2 days, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I would say that it's starting out strong. And what I love is I noticed in January, a lot of great horror movies, and I don't even know if this is exactly a horror movie. It has aspects of everything.
It does. I mean, but there are some creep factors in this also that are, you know, unexpected.
Yeah, I must say this all the time, and I'm never going to stop because it's a part of a review for these kinds of movies, but my favorite kind of horror movies are these kinds of movies where it's not really about the horror, which so many people think horror movies are. When a lot of people you hear say, I'm not into horror movies. And I don't believe that. I think that everybody's into every genre. It's just that it's so easy to pigeonhole a whole genre off of one movie, you know, and horror movies do that. A lot of people just think slasher.
Yes.
And I think that's a huge mistake because there is definitely a whole subgenre of horror movies that are more of these social commentaries or these, you know, more of an experiment, you know, on people and like what we would do in certain situations and how things would be, or using things metaphorically. And I think that's my favorite horror. I would say sometimes psychological. Not really. It's kind of hard to completely pin this movie on a genre, which I really appreciate. And I think that's what I elevate toward more when we talk about horror movies.
Yeah.
Slasher movies are fine, but they are very cookie cutter. It's very rare that you get a slasher movie where you go, oh, you know, I've seen that before. You know, I mean, like I haven't seen that before. It's usually, I know how this is gonna go. We're gonna watch a guy kill a bunch of people that we hate.
It's your run of the mill, like, you know, slash and dash.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And so then you get a movie like this and you go, I can't exactly say I've seen something like this before.
Right.
Although we have. And we mentioned a bunch of them in the beginning where there is definitely a subgenre going on now. And I noticed that. I think we've talked before about how every decade gets its own type of horror movie.
Yes.
And, you know, throughout the years, you kind of get a movie that is what the conscience of, like, people are talking about. Whatever's in, you know, right now of the scare or the thing that we're concerned about. So we're getting AI horror.
Yes.
A lot. Or technology horror. And it's been booming because I was thinking a lot during the movie. I was thinking about some of the movies we mentioned. And then I was like, oh yeah, we just had Megan and we had that AI film. I think it was Afraid. We just had Y2K. We've had a lot of movies that are kind of like grasping on the idea of technology going bad. Mm-hmm. And what I really like about this movie, exactly like, I would say like all those movies I just named are really AI is the scare. But this movie's kind of doing what I was hoping for, which is that what I think Ex Machina kind of explored and Westworld is that humanity is really the problem.
Of course.
And so I think that this movie cleverly explores that even further, mm-hmm. which is what I was hoping for in the before. And I think we got that. And I think that Sophie Thatcher is really good in this film.
Oh, she's excellent. Yeah. She played her part very well, and also Jack Quaid, he did good. He has this this kind of sweetness about his face, but then he can also turn into like a real fucker, you know?
Well, that's the thing about him, and I think that he might be he's starting to walk that line of being kind of like a one note. They're using him a lot for characters like this. He was exactly this kind of character in Scream. He's endearing, mm-hmm. and he seems like an every guy. Mm-hmm. And he's also, like you said, he has that charm, but the flip of that is that what is that really when you peel it back, you know, what is that charm? And he's starting to do that role a lot. I'm glad he's getting things like My Adventures with Superman, where he's getting to play, you know, vocally, uh-huh. getting to play a really good person.
Right.
And, you know, not any layers hidden, like, you know, nothing dark underneath or mm-hmm. seedy about him. But definitely this seems to be a role that I think that he might be too good at. And I don't want to see him always get stuck in it.
I don't think he will. I think he's got enough like charm and talent to play. You know, I have faith in him. I think he can do more, and I would love to see it. I think that he's fun. He's a fun guy. I like him.
I mean, with Thatcher, though, on the flip side of that is that she's taking these really, really clever roles.
Yeah, she is.
She's been doing a lot of stuff where I find her to be the standout on mm-hmm. a lot of the things that she's been doing. And every time she appears, there is something. She has that same thing that Jack Quaid has, where it's a likability and a charm.
Yeah.
While they know exactly how to also play into that strength that she seems to also be able to do. And I think we saw it in Yellow Jackets and Heretic recently, mm-hmm. where she's playing that, you know, a strong character, you know, like a badass.
Right, underneath the charm. Yes, underneath she's a badass. Yeah. And she's very like monotone, very like a chill person, but you see like underneath she's got some layers to her, and I love that she takes roles like that. She's pretty cool. I like her.
I have to ask you, I noticed this during the movie, and I don't know if you know the answer, but does she have the teeth in real life? Is that her real teeth?
Yeah, those are her real teeth.
Because she seemed very I don't know if it was just me noticing this, but she seemed to have a preoccupied, something.
She was withholding her
yeah,
smile.
Yeah, she was holding back on the smile.
Yeah.
And I can see her playing with her teeth, with her tongue.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if that was a part of the character or if that was a part of the actress herself, because I found it really interesting. I didn't know what that was, but I couldn't stop noticing it. I don't know if she finds it to be something that she, you know, might not like about herself or if it the character, if that's something they gave to her.
No, I think that's her teeth. I mean, I feel like she had that same smile when she was on like Yellow Jackets and stuff.
Interesting.
So,
okay. Yeah. So I don't know if that is a drawback of the character herself that they gave, you know, because I kept seeing her kind of preoccupied with it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that worked, but if it is a part of the character, then I think it's interesting, but I wish they would have explored it. Mm-hmm. But then that's what made me think, no, it's an actor quirk. You know, we've seen other actors do this, like George Clooney used to do the head thing.
Yeah.
You know, or John Berthold did the head rub. It's kind of like you fall back on something when you don't know what to do with your hands or how to mm-hmm. act with a certain thing. You have a tick.
Yeah.
And a lot of actors have to fight to get away from it. So yeah. I noticed that with her, and I didn't know if that was a part of the movie itself.
No, I really do think that they left that in, like, her, for her to be herself, I think, which is strange given the character she's playing. I think that's an odd choice. Because, you know, we've seen this with Megan Fox and Subservient, where she, you know, I mean, Megan Fox looks like a plastic doll anyway. Yes. So they just went above and beyond to gloss her up and make her look all perfect, like a, you know, a robot. But here, she looked like a regular person.
Yes.
So I think that was part of the charm that they were supposed to, like, bring to her character, that she was just a regular person.
Yeah, because the other, well... Yeah, I'm not going to, no spoilers, of course, but yeah, I thought that was really interesting. I couldn't stop watching it. I don't know why it was really grabbing my eye a lot during the movie. And I was wondering a lot about if there was going to be another twist and that was a play into it. But I think that is, it kind of worked for making things more realistic. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, since the trailer already spoils that what it is with her, you know, which the movie... You can clearly tell they didn't want you to feel that way at first.
Right, right.
And when it happens, I think it's supposed to be a shock. Unfortunately, that is ruined for you.
In the trailer, but yeah, yeah. Like I like how they opened the movie. I thought that was very smart.
Oh, the again, I was right with a lot of this. I'm shocked that this director hasn't, I haven't seen much more. He also wrote the movie. The directing is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I was right about the cinematography. I can tell just from the trailer, you can kind of tell when someone puts a lot of love into each shot.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the trailer, you kind of grab that and you go, wow, that looks beautiful. That looks beautiful. I think this is going to be something special. And it was. I was pretty impressed with it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good acting in it, a lot of fun, comedy, and...
It really does have everything. It really does. It does have the comedy aspect. We laughed a couple times. It has some like cringy moments. I don't want to say cringy because I know that's not like a, I guess not a good word. But you know, like ooh moments where you're like, oh wow, oh my gosh, and it had a little bit of like a, you know, what the fuck. Kind of moment too. We're like, wow, what is going on here? But then when you learn about it, you're like, wow, okay, that's, I didn't expect any of it. So it's cool.
I think that without a doubt, the most standout thing about the movie, beyond the acting, the directing, the cinematography, the score, the use of music and stuff like that, is the commentary on how awful people are. And I think that we already kind of know that isn't anything special, but when you kind of put an idea in front of that to explore the other side of that, you know, when you have that thing in the forefront, that is the thing that we're supposed to pay attention to, the movie's built around.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all of that commentary coming out of it. It's a very clever thing to do. And it's nothing, I can't say it's something we haven't exactly seen before. But I do think the way that it all works out,
mm-hmm.
the way that the movie plays around it is very clever.
Oh,
and
yeah,
and as sure. things start getting revealed and you start exploring that more about, you know, just how terrible, what if this was a real thing? What if we did have this technology? How would people abuse it? How would people use it?
Mm-hmm.
And
people would 100% abuse it, but, and they make mention of that. So. Yeah,
and there's like a couple great lines at the end there that are just kind of throwaway that really just sum up how terrible it is. But what I love is that none of that really matters because it's more just of an idea of what men want out of women, you know. And it's a very clever thing, like to explore how horrible that really is,
mm-hmm.
and what what you expect what, of a relationship or of a person.
Right. What people want out of people in general.
Yeah. But this is this is definitely harping more on that male look at women. And unfortunately that, you know, putting that foot down on, I don't know how, I would love to say it perfectly, but like, you know, just kind of closing themselves off to letting the other person in the relationship be free.
Mm-hmm.
And wanting them to dumb them down because that's what they want,
right.
And how toxic that really is. And I think that the movie, the way that they're showing it is very smart. And again, it isn't something you haven't seen before,
right.
But it's still a very enjoyable watch.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy about it.
Of course. Yeah. Like me too. It had elements of other movies we've seen before. So it wasn't 100% unique, but it was different in the way that they added some things in there that, you know, were like a little bit, you know, exciting, like something new, a little bit extra of something new.
Yeah.
That the other movies did not have that we've seen. So I really enjoyed this. I definitely say go see it.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that it used to be like joked about that January, February were dumping grounds for movies.
Yeah.
And I noticed like every year, I think if I look back, I know this movie is saying from the producers of Barbarian or from the creators of Barbarian, which is not the same director or anything like that. It's just, I think the producing crew or the companies behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also a movie that was dumped early in the year and it got word of mouth. And this is another one of those movies. You're like, damn, January movies and February movies are starting to really do great. And I think that that's a smart time to start putting out movies like this to hope to get people in the theaters.
Yeah. And I think they will get movies, people in the theater. I mean, because
I hope
there's some good stuff coming out. Like we've seen some trailers that were like, ooh, this is pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing too. I think every trailer in the opening of this movie, we were like, I want to see everything.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see all this stuff. And unfortunately though, we had the same problem this time about this movie we're talking about now, where the trailers we saw were a second trailer that gave too much away.
Right, right.
And two of the movies in particular that we didn't really know what they were about, and that's why I was so kind of looking forward to seeing them, they gave us trailers that explained what it is.
A little
bit. And I was like, you know, oh, that's damn.
Not 100%.
That's irritating, but it might be the same exact experience that we had today. That we might on those movies when they come out.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. What's your score on this?
That's tough. Do you have one in your mind right off that can come out?
I have a high 7 here.
Yeah, I know, right? I want to give it an 8.
I want to give it an 8 too. It is, okay, so it's not, you know, a perfect film, which would elevate it to a 9 or a 10, but it's pretty damn good. I had a great time with this, and I would love to see this movie again. I thought it was really fun. And I think that most of the people that follow us on Instagram will probably really dig this film too. So I'm going to give it an 8.
Yeah, I feel odd about giving it a 7 because I can't really complain about anything with it.
No.
I had a good time with it. It was a really fun watch. I don't know if you'll have the same experience the second time around because you've seen everything, but this definitely nails all the things you kind of wanted to do. It even does that thing that irritates me where a movie sometimes will set up stuff mm-hmm. and not bring it back.
Right.
And this movie, no, it pays off everything. If you're paying attention, every little shot,
every little thing
is going to, it's going to connect. And you know that, what is that? Is it Chekhov's gun, right? Where they say if something gets introduced, it's supposed to come back at the end. We've seen a lot of movies where I've been very irritated where they seem to
just forget that happened.
Or like shoot something for enough time and you think it's going to pay off, but it doesn't. I think like Trap recently had so many things set up and no payoffs.
Time padding. Time padding sucks. If you're not going to do anything with it, then don't time pad. Just, you know, think of something else.
Yeah, this one actually did it and I was very happy because I was paying attention to it and I was wondering, oh, I know that's coming back, but that's only for people who really love and pick apart cinema. They're going to notice that little crap like that, like I'm noticing, like, oh, I know. And it's not like, and I will say that I did know where this movie was going to end up. You know, I kind of knew where we were going. None of it came shocked me. Although the way things played out, the twists, I never was like exactly shocked, but I was always like, okay, I love how they did that. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. That's a clever idea.
It was very clever. This movie was, that's one word to use to describe this movie as clever. I liked it.
And I would say that at the end of it, I really enjoyed my time at the cinema watching this movie. And I'm giving it an 8 because you know, those movies where you can say, I definitely know this hurts the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have that.
No.
Yeah.
I don't. I thought everybody played their part well. I thought that
it was
a good plot. There was nothing wasted. There was no ridiculous time padding. And it was fun. It was a fun film. And I say, go see it. Go support this movie because this is a very clever movie.
I want more and more movies like this. And you know what this felt like? If you told me this was A24, I would have believed a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But it was New Line Cinema. And I was a little, New Line Cinema. Very surprised to see
up.
That. Yeah, in the opening. So that's a high recommendation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High recommendation. Yep. Go see it.
All right. Any parting thoughts?
Nope. What's all I got for you? That's all I got right now.
All right. Well, until next time, guys. Thanks for listening, and as always. And hit us up on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the movie. And until next time. Bye.
Yeah, she's tied up inside, so she's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Eli, Iris.
Shh, baby. Get on the phone.